on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
In campus news, the University of Nottingham Student Union is withdrawing its support for a demonstration on free student fees following an NUS ruling on the same verdict. This decision was made due to public liability concerns. We spoke to Environmental and Social Justice Secretary Emily Holmes to see what she had to say on the subject.
Health and safety issues and the fact that there's not enough time to put measures into place before the demonstration, which is 2 weeks tomorrow. So that's the reason that they've withdrawn their support. And because of these reasons of them withdrawing support, as a students' union, we can't now run our own buses and support the demonstration.
Vice-Chancellor Professor Sir David Greenway is set to receive a knighthood from Buckingham Palace next week. This award is being given to him in recognition of his contribution to higher education and public service. The Republican Party have won over 6 seats in the midterm elections and have taken control of the Senate. This win means that they have control over both parties, over both houses, and can make the last 2 years of Democratic President Barack Obama's office very difficult. The National Audit Office has warned that the spending on flood protection in England is insufficient. As a result, half of the country's sea defences are being maintained to a minimum level and are likely to deteriorate faster. Vincent van Gogh's painting of poppies has been sold in New York for £38.7 million. The painting, entitled Vase with Daisies and Poppies, exceeded the estimated selling of £30 million at a Sotheby's auction. Celtic assistant manager John Collins has said that Alex Tonev is itching to play. The winger on loan from Aston Villa is currently serving a 7-match ban for racial abuse. Collins has confirmed that they will appeal Tonev's suspension.
He'll be desperate to play, like all the players that aren't playing. They all want to play in that starting 11. I don't want to comment on it. I think I'm not allowed to comment on it as well.
Have you submitted the appeal, or has he submitted the appeal yet?
I believe so.
The weather today is cold but sunny with highs of 10 degrees. Wind is expected later on this evening, bringing a sharp drop in temperatures. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 28 minutes to 1.